Thank you, Lord, praise your name. Oh, the breath that I breathe. Thank you, Lord, for every blessing I receive. Please keep me humble in my work for thee. And thank you, Lord, for saving me. I need in you so bad. You saved my soul and I'm so glad. Please use me, Lord, that's my plea. Let the light shine in me so the whole world can see. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Been mocked when I pray. I don't care what people say. Thank you, Lord, you've been so good to me. Please keep me humble. Lord, send me. Thank you, Lord. Saved my soul and I'm so glad. Please use me, Lord, that's my plea. Let the light shine on me so the whole world can see. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for saving me.
Thank you. I'm going to do all these requests right in a row so I don't forget none of them. And that's getting harder to do as the years go by. But it's not all my fault. I blame part of it on NutraSweet. Because you know how testosterone is usually the worst enemy a man could have. And I remember years ago they'd done this study and they said NutraSweet will make you dumber. And I thought, bring it on. If it can make me any dumber, it's like a wonder drug. So what were we going to do? I think maybe Thursday we did this. Somebody heard it somewhere before, and they said, was that story I told true? And it's absolutely true, but only for people who had been here for years. But I first heard this song, although it's an old gospel song, and I'm certain was in our hymnals when I was a little redneck. First time I ever got to hear it sung it, I remember it, because a lot of times when they sing them in church, they sound like all the others, because nobody at our church could read music or words, and they had that one tune, and they'd kind of just moan along on them. But when I first heard this song, so it sounded like a song, it was Don Stover and Hazel Dickens, and they could rip your skin off. They just like bellowing up to the microphone, and we can't do that, you're safe. But we'll do it as close the way they've done it as we can, called Hide You in the Blood. Oh, and the other thing about this, I forgot. Somebody pointed out that we hadn't done it the way we recorded it. And that's true, because when we recorded this years ago, I had to play the guitar and the mandolin both on it, but now we have a great mandolin player in the band, so I only get to play one of the instruments. Although one of these times, I'd like to take up the challenge, just see if I could do both. But whoever pointed out that we didn't do it the way we recorded, we're going to try to right now.